This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Well, the vaccine pushers are finally stating exactly what they believe. We now have this vaccine advocate named Rick Wilson. He's a neocon, a never-Trumper. He's a GOP guy, kind of a Bush administration guy who hates Trump. And he says that if you are a, quote, anti-vaxxer, that you should be, well, kidnapped by the government and sent to a re-education camp. He says your children should be kidnapped and taken away, and the government should seize your house, your bank accounts, and all your private property. This is literally what this guy is proposing. And understand, he is a mouthpiece for the vaccine industry and all the vaccine pushers who also share these basic beliefs and tyranny. The vaccine industry preys upon little children. The vaccine industry has legal immunity. You can't sue them when their products damage your child or damage you, for that matter. And of course, they have total immunity by the media. The media will never say anything negative against vaccines. And the tech giants, which censor anyone who has a point of view of dissent against the false narratives of the vaccine industry. But that's not enough, you see. These vaccine industry prostitutes and pushers like Mr. Wilson there, they say that you should be rounded up like a Nazi concentration camp scenario. You should be sent to a camp. I mean, let's just call it what it is, a concentration camp. And the government should kidnap your children. And the government should steal your house that you worked for, your assets, your car, your bank accounts. Obviously, they'll be stealing and destroying your career as you are kidnapped and sent to a re-education camp. And understand, this is now a centrist view among vaccine pushers. They have become so radicalized and so just deeply steeped in tyranny that they think this is the correct answer. That if you disagree with them and you don't want your child injected with toxic vaccine ingredients such as aluminum, mercury, formaldehyde, antibiotics, and even entire human genome sequences of aborted baby humans whose genes have been genetically altered to express hundreds of cancer genes, if you don't want that injected into your child, then you should be rounded up and thrown in a concentration camp and have your children taken away. This is the view of the vaccine industry and vaccine advocates now. And you almost have to thank this guy, Mr. Wilson, for finally admitting what they really want to do. It's just like when Beto, when he said, yeah, we're coming for your guns. We're going to go door to door. We're going to take your AR-15s at gunpoint. We're going to round you up, whatever. He finally admitted it. Of course, it freaked out all the gun control people. Like, oh no, don't admit it. We want to do this secretly, you know, but Beto admitted it. Beto, I don't know what, it's not even his real name. It's O'Rourke, Robert O'Rourke. But anyway, he finally admitted it, just like this guy, Mr. Wilson, has finally admitted what the vaccine industry wants to do. Essentially, they want to kill you if you don't give up your child, surrender your children to being injected with their toxic substances that damage brain function, that cause cancer in the future, because the cancer industry, of course, needs those revenues from your child being injected with, you know, cancer-causing substances. And they need to dumb down the population so that people can be easily tricked and controlled by the fake news media that's also run by the pharmaceutical industry. And vaccines are a huge part of that. They are forced lobotomies. Brave new world, folks. Forced lobotomies to dumb people down and make sure no one can think for themselves. Because the last thing that the controllers want is a population of informed, aware, conscious, awake human beings who have not been poisoned by vaccines, and who therefore are able to think for themselves. That's, oh my God, that's the greatest threat to the vaccine establishment, is people who can think. And that's what vaccines are designed to do, is to eliminate that and destroy your ability to function cognitively. So here we go. Notice that there will be no condemnation of this person in the media. Contrast that to, let's say if someone like Mr. Wilson, someone else, said that, let's say, if they said LGBT people should be somehow rounded up and thrown in re-education camps, that would be outrageous, right? That would be insane. I would never call for something like that. I would be strongly opposed to that. The media would go insane. So, oh my God, it's anti-human rights. It's violating the rights of people and parents. And oh my God, it's so full of hatred. But when someone says that that should happen to, quote, anti-vaxxers, the media is silent because they agree with it. And this is part of the insanity that's rising in society, the same kind of insanity where you have radical leftists who are saying that all Trump supporters should be murdered, that all people who love America, all patriots, all conservatives, all Christians, all gun owners, they say, should be put to death. And yeah, anti-vaxxers too, basically, is what they believe as well. And by the way, as long as they're at it, they're probably just going to want to murder all the homeschoolers too, right? Because that's the kind of lunatics these radical leftists and authoritarians really are. Basically, what they're saying is, if you don't bow down and surrender to us, to our tyranny, the left, then they want to kill you. And maybe they'll kidnap your children. They'll probably put those children into child trafficking rings so they can be raped by Democrats, which is what Democrats do, like Bill Clinton, Lolita Express, Jeffrey Epstein, all these prominent Democrats and Democrat fundraisers. They're child rapists. So you might wonder, what is Rick Wilson supposing would happen after the government takes your children away? Well, of course, they'd be put into child trafficking, sex slavery to serve prominent wealthy Democrats and elitists like Jeffrey Epstein, whom, by the way, Bill Gates visited on a regular basis and Prince Andrew visited on a regular basis. And Bill and Hillary Clinton went to Epstein's ranch in New Mexico. That's the ranch where Epstein thought he was going to seed the human gene pool. And he was going to have like this matrix factory of pregnant women that he was going to impregnate 20 or 30 at a time to reseed the human race with his genes. This has all come out in case you weren't aware of that. He was literally going to run a rape impregnation factory. And no wonder he was loved by the Clintons. You know, just amazing. But this is who these people are. And the vaccine industry advocates are almost all pedophiles. They support LGBTP, where P is pedophilia. They support open borders, human trafficking, child rape, Democrat lawmakers, who are largely child rapists as well. Big Pharma, which of course depends on the exploitation of children, human guinea pig experiments using children as their lab rats, like Pfizer did in Nigeria and murdered some children there with vaccines, and was actually, Pfizer CEO was indicted by the nation of Nigeria for that operation, by the way, and all kinds of other heinous crimes against humanity that are carried out by these, you know, these vaccine pushers, these pharma pushers, and these Democrat child rapists and child traffickers and so on. It's all linked together. In case you're wondering, like, what, how is this all tied together? Well, it's basically the rejection of human dignity. That's what Democrats and the vaccine industry and the child traffickers and the child prostitute pimps, this is what they all have in common, is they have no value for human dignity. So they do not value human children. And that's why they want to vaccinate them all, because they don't care if the kids are damaged. They want them to be brain damaged because it makes it all the easier for them to be kidnapped and trafficked and sold to other Democrat donors and lawmakers who do these ritualistic, satanic, you know, child abuse, bloodletting, sex perversion things. And yes, that goes on in America every day. Did you know over 400,000 children disappear, are reported missing in America every year? I think that's the correct statistic. 400,000 children, and millions of children are damaged by vaccines. That's what's absolutely just shocking, stunning about all this. And if you oppose child rape, medical violence, the chemical contamination of children, the injection of children with altered vaccines containing aborted human fetal tissue, then you should be put into a concentration camp, say the vaccine advocates. That's what they believe. But stay informed. Read my website, vaccines.news. I'm the publisher of naturalnews.com and also brighteon.com, where you can hear podcasts about vaccines and videos and much more. Check it all out. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, defending life and liberty and humanity against the criminals of the vaccine industry and the pharmaceutical cartels. Thank you for listening. Share this everywhere. Take care. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.